ibi tí a fi ara sí lára ń gbé. Ibi tá a bá pè lórí a kìí fi tẹ́lẹ̀. Ìbàjẹ́ ọjọ́ kan ò tán bọ̀rọ̀. Gbọ̀ngbọ̀n kan ò sí àfi ẹni tó bá ń ti ara ẹ̀. Gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ní ṣojú èké. Hello and welcome to episode 50 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Olugunde. Ekaabo si abala adota eto owe Yoruba. Oruko mi ni Bidemi Olugunde. On this episode, I'll be analyzing five Yoruba proverbs that describe concepts such as busybody behavior, troublemaking, and disgraceful behavior. So according to Yoruba tradition, a young person quoting proverbs in the presence of adults must do so humbly and respectfully. Therefore, in line with tradition, I humbly crave the indulgence of my parents and Yoruba elders worldwide before going ahead with this episode. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. So the first proverb I have says, "Gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ní ṣojú èké." The busybody is privy to all matters. Gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ní ṣojú èké. The busybody is privy to all matters. So this means there is nothing the busybody will say that he or she does not know about. And this is quite straightforward, basically saying someone who is always poke-nosing into everybody's affairs will claim to have some kind of knowledge about anything and everything, even to the point of exaggerating their knowledge just to be able to prove that they can find out information. They are usually the ones spreading gossip and rumors. They are the ones that, even if something did not happen in their presence, they would say yes, they were there, they knew everything, and then start to embellish and add details that were not even existing and so on. So in other words, this is a cautionary warning to say that regardless of whether something is within our purview or not, it is always in our own best interest and the interest of the peoples that were involved's privacy to limit the amount of busybody actions that we take and so on. Because ironically, people like that don't like when other people poke nose into their affairs, because that is the least anybody wants to be, to have their matters spread wide and far. Gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ní ṣojú èké. The busybody is privy to all matters. The second proverb I have here is, "Gbọ̀ngbọ̀n kan ò sí àfẹni tó bá ń ti ara ẹ." There is no cause for staggering about, except for the person pushing himself or herself. Gbọ̀ngbọ̀n kan ò sí àfẹni tó bá ń ti ara ẹ. There is no cause for staggering about, except for the person pushing himself or herself. So this one means some people make more trouble for themselves than others can ever make for them. Or another way to describe this is, some people are just so dramatic and they exaggerate everything to the point where it is literally and physically and figuratively impossible for other people to do this thing they are claiming has happened to them, except that they are the ones doing it to themselves. So like the proverb itself, it's describing the case where someone is staggering about. And usually when someone is staggering about, we think they are drunk. And guess what? Someone who gets drunk took the alcohol and drank it himself. Therefore, this alcohol that is making this person stagger was as a direct result of the person that got drunk, the person that did not exercise self-control and abused alcohol or other things that he abused, that has now made them to be physically staggering about. On the figurative side of this proverb, we see a case where someone is going through a situation and they are over-dramatizing the impact of this situation. That over-dramatizing is because they are doing it to themselves. So the meaning we can now extrapolate is some people make more trouble for themselves. A person that got drunk and is staggering about will likely fall or get hurt. The person over-dramatizing and over-exaggerating a case may end up causing problems that did not even exist in the first place. So some people make more trouble for themselves than others can ever make for them. So this is just another cautionary proverb that says, whatever it is that is happening, chances are the extreme consequences of that thing is brought upon by the person going through that thing. There is no cause for staggering about except the person pushing himself or herself. So proverb number 3 says, Ibaje ojo kan o tan boro. The disgrace one incurs in one day does not disappear that soon. Ibaje ojo kan ko tan boro. The disgrace one incurs in one day does not disappear that soon, or does not disappear in one day. So this basically means reputations are easy to destroy, but very, very difficult to repair. And the proverb itself literally translates to the fact that if you suffer disgrace within the course of a day, it's going to take months, if not years, for that disgrace to be gone. And knowing humans, that kind of disgrace may not exactly go away completely, because people's memories differ. Someone else might remember the disgrace in more vivid detail than you that suffered the disgrace. They might end up telling someone else, and then sooner or later, the disgrace you suffered gets known about by people that you don't even know, depending on the magnitude and the scale of that disgrace. So another way to look at this is reputations. Easy to destroy, very, very difficult to repair. Another thing to take into account is trust. Once trust is gone, it is very, very difficult to regain it. It might be regained, but it's going to be a patchwork of band-aid trust and plastered trust and so on. Ibaje ojo kan ko tan boro. The disgrace one suffers in one day does not disappear in one day. So for proverb number 4, I have Ibita bakpe lori aki fitele. Whatever one names as the head, we don't tread the floor with it. Ibita bakpe lori aki fitele. Whatever one names as the head, one does not tread the floor with it. So basically meaning, never misuse or abuse your prized possessions or attributes. So literally speaking, this proverb says, if you call something the head, whether the head of the body, which is literally the head, you don't walk with your head. If you call maybe the side of the bed where you sleep is where you put your head, then you don't turn around and place your feet where your head is supposed to be. If you think of an attribute, maybe you have a particular skill, and that skill is so vital and important to you, and use it to, you know, make money and so on, you don't turn around and use that skill in a way that would bring disrespect to you or your family, in a way that would bring shame to you, in a way that would bring cause a scandal, for example. So there's so many variations of this proverb, basically meaning something that is deemed important, you don't turn around and then misuse it or abuse it. Ibita bakpe lori aki fitele. Whatever one names as the head, one does not tread the floor with it. So the final proverb for this episode says, Ibitaba fiarasi larangbe. Wherever one situates the body, there it inhabits. Ibitaba fiarasi larangbe. Wherever one situates the body, there it inhabits. So this basically means we should confine ourselves and our activities to the appropriate spheres of influence. We should limit our interactions to the appropriate places for those interactions. This is basically describing self-control, self-awareness, which brings about self-respect accordingly. Literally, the proverb is saying, wherever you situate your body, there it inhabits. If you sit down in a chair, that is literally where your body is, in that chair. If you are standing next to a table, that is where your body is standing. That is where you physically occupy. So it's using a physical trait of the body, basically physics and mass and volume, to now describe a figurative way of saying the things we do should be situated within the appropriate places for those actions we take. The words we say should be situated in the proper context of the conversation, depending on who we are speaking with, depending on where we are speaking with that person, and the manner in which we are talking to each other, and the relationship we have with that person, and so on. So that the words you are supposed to be saying to your spouse within your bedroom should not now be said within the lobby of a public store or something. So private conversation should be made in private spaces, public conversation should be made in public spaces, and so many other variations of this proverb. Ibitaba fiarasi larangbe. Wherever one situates the body, there it inhabits. So that's all I have for this episode 50 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. Thanks for listening.